It is time again for Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars, as well as our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Of course, we are talking Checkoff Chat now in the throes of COVID-19, which has made a lot of people have to change direction in their daily operations, their financial operations, and of course, farmers are all entwined in this as well. I do want you to always remember our friends at Equity Livestock. They are continuing to do business, but as Kurt Larson has told us in the past here on the Farm Report, they are doing it in a little different way. You can find all those details on their website, equitycoop.com, or on ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. Joining us today is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. That's Tammy Vossen. Tammy, we are living definitely in strange times and situations that none of us have seen before. I go to the grocery store. I had heard of these things in other countries, but never witnessed it myself in the United States. Consumers were actually looking at empty grocery store shelves, and I'm not just talking toilet paper. The meat section was empty for a couple days, too. I see now that we've done a pretty good job of refilling that channel, but this really does cause everybody in the beef chain to think differently about how they're doing business. That includes the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Well, it certainly does, and we certainly want to recognize, too, Pam, the challenges that all of our farmers are facing on a day-to-day basis here with the market challenges that we are seeing as a result of COVID-19, and then, of course, that carry-through frustration, as you mentioned, those empty beef shelves. We know the supply is out there, unfortunately, with just seeing such a huge ramp-up in demand from the grocery stores and kind of transitioning that supply from restaurant over to the retail segment. It just presented logistical challenges all the way through from transportation to warehouses through to the grocery store. So hopefully we can see some more calm on that end with steady supplies of beef. As we know, the supplies are there. But as you mentioned, you know, our staff at Wisconsin Beef Council had a number of programs here planned for late March into early April, programs and events that have such been canceled as a result of all of this as well. So we're working on different opportunities and ways that we can be reaching our consumers who are at home and who we also know have hopefully a pretty good supply of beef to be using in their refrigerators and freezers right now.
Yeah, right. May I ask, Tammy, did you guys have to make any staffing adjustments, or is that something that you're hoping will not have to happen?
Well, we don't foresee having any challenges with that at the current time. So okay. We're more so focused on ensuring that we're getting consumer messages out there about easy to prepare ground beef and chuck recipes. We know that those were some of the top 10 cuts that flew off of the shelves here over the last couple of weeks at retail.
Right, exactly. So I assume that means that the social presence on the social media tools and on beeftips.com has been amped up and is trying to stay very fresh all the time.
It is. So if you go to our website at beeftips.com, we actually have just recently added a beef at home page. And so that beef at home page features everything from how to freeze and thaw ground beef to some of those more popular cuts and ideas that consumers are looking to be preparing at home now. So we've seen that Google searches have increased for ground beef recipes, for comfort recipes. So we have got some of our main collections of recipes that are really targeted towards those cuts and those feel-good at-home comfort ingredients that our consumers are looking to be cooking with their families right now. And in addition to that, as we know that kids have transitioned to being at home with their parents now, we've also got some information up on there and some activities that younger generation can be doing to kind of help fill the extra time that they have while being at home. And then another step that we are looking to take is we've got a number of really great webinars that are available, whether it be for nutrition professionals, to our farmers themselves, as well as some of the agricultural colleges and family and consumer science teachers who are looking for new ways to be able to teach their students. And so with those resources, we're going to be reaching out directly to all of those different groups to kind of show them some different tools that are already out there pre-recorded that they can just pick up off the shelf and be able to teach about beef production, the nutrition benefits of beef, or how to prepare our product.
Tammy Vossen's along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Of course, you find them online, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on Facebook. Tammy, let's talk and remind our growers especially, you don't go this alone. You and your staff are constantly engaged and in conversation with leaders on the national level for the beef industry as this COVID-19 story unfolds.
We certainly are. From the Cattlemen's Beef Board and kind of following their lead and in how they have reached out with the beef checkoff contractors to ensure that everybody is shifting their focus right now to continue to reach our consumers, as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who is also a contractor to the beef checkoff program. They have been a great source of consumer research and attitude shifts here over the last couple of weeks, so that we know that our messaging is on target with what consumers who are at home, who are feeling stressed out for a myriad of different reasons, as all of us are right now, how we can best interact with them and bring those messages to them. And so we've been able to shift some of our social media engagements over to some Facebook and Instagram stories featuring, again, those comfort foods. So Angie has been doing some of those posts on our social media pages. If you go to our Facebook page, we've got a great beef farmer highlight video that Brooke created around National Ag Week that, of course, was last week. And so that's something that as someone who's engaged in agriculture, as both of us are, it really gives you a sense of pride in what our farmers are continuing to do day in and day out with these challenges, and that's providing wholesome beef to our grocery stores and our consumers across the country.
And that's a story that we're going to be sharing with you even more here on the Farm Report. We want to make sure that we're reaching out to those national beef leaders, any of those retail partners, of course, those educators looking for sharing that message. You go ahead and just get in contact with us. We'll get you in contact with Tammy as well as the staff. Thanks, Tammy, and the best to all your staff. Although we're all working remotely, we are all very connected, aren't we?
We certainly are. We're figuring out new ways to do business just like everybody else is these days. But certainly encourage everybody to fire up those grills this weekend and get out some beefsteaks to enjoy with the family.
Very good point. Tammy Vossen along with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Your checkoff chat brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, equitycoop.com. Remember, all their locations around Wisconsin and as well as into Iowa, still doing business, slightly different business perhaps, but still doing business on your behalf. And of course, our Wisconsin Beef Council staff working hard to reach those consumers as well as producers, retailers, and partners online, beeftips.com or via social media. Just look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And that is your checkoff chat featuring Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council.